Welcome in to Light the Lamp. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We haven't had the chance to catch up with our friends down in San Diego for a bit, so I'm happy to be joined today by the head coach of the San Diego Gulls, Matt McIlvaine. Matt, great to see you. How are you doing?
Great, Alexis. It's great to see you as well, and thanks so much for having me on today.
Of course. Looking forward to catching up about all things Gulls this season. Now, with where we're at in the year, January, quite a bit of the season has gone by, but what's it been like for the team this year? Kind of catching things up for our listeners.
Sure. We're building. That's our mission. We've got a real young group. Anaheim has had a plethora of great young prospects. And so it's our job here to build and to find the little gaps in their game and keep guys moving along. And, you know, along that line, keep our team moving along and keep making progress. And, you know, as far as winning and losing, you know, we certainly would be sitting here wishing that we were on the other end of some scores. But we've really started to find an identity as a team that's driven some success. And we feel like this style of play will just keep helping the kids as they keep taking steps into Anaheim.
What have you observed out of the group this year that is maybe a little different or in that area of growth compared to last year?
Sure. It's a different group. First of all, through the summer, we supplemented with some really strong leadership and bringing in guys like Ryan Carpenter, Roland McEwen, Dylan Hetherington, Carson Meyer, just making sure that our kids have really stable veteran presence to be able to look at on a day in, day out basis. And we really feel like that part of the locker room has been very strong, the cultural part of what's going on in the room with the team. And so that allows the kids an opportunity to be able to look at people who have been there and done that, but also, you know, have a healthy environment to keep growing. So things that we look at is, you know, individual growth. We've had a lot of really cool stories. You know, we're always Ducks fans, but it seems like we're more invested these days seeing the likes of Zelly, you know, becoming a full-time NHLer this year, and Drew Hellison and Jansen that have taken the jump, and especially recently getting to see Nikita and Sam jump up there and do well for the team. Those are all things that I think reinforce for our guys just to be able to stick to what we're doing.
I'm glad you brought them up because I had the chance to chat with Nikita Nesterenko when he was called up. And I asked him what your message was to him when he was called up. And he said that the team was looking for someone that was reliable and relentless. What are some of those conversations like with those guys when they get the call up?
It's a fun conversation. Like, as a coach, you don't play hockey anymore, so you don't feel like scoring goals. But when you get to be able to celebrate good news with someone like that, you just put yourself in their shoes. And they dream their whole life about getting the call to be an NHL player. And even if you've done it before, like Nikita, it feels good to get that phone call of recognition. Hey, kid, you're on track. Let's give you a shot up here. And being able to share that news with the players, if it's myself or Rick, that's a really cool news to break. And then be able to be with the player, like to support them through that next step, because now there's some nerves or, you know, and an opportunity to go in and attack a great situation. So coaching wise, it feels really good. And really our mission is to be able to lay out a very clear picture for how can they have success when they're playing with Crow and the Ducks.
And you yourself were recently at a Ducks game around the holidays, correct?
That's right.
So yeah. I was going to say, so you got to see some of those guys that have been called up, and I'm sure you got to talk to them afterwards.
Yeah, it was cool. It worked out in happenstance. My son was playing a jamboree for the U8 team in Anaheim, and we just like, I think we could swing this. If we leave the game and we're on our horse, I think we can make the Ducks game. And so thankfully I was able to go. It was a highlight for my son to be able to be in the NHL building and cheer for his heroes. They happen to be playing against Connor McDavid, which, you know, makes it that much more fun. And then, you know, coaching wise, just to be able to watch guys out on the ice perform for the team and support the Ducks and show well for themselves. It's a really nice feeling.
Oh, that's awesome that you were able to make that all work and your son got the chance to catch a game as well. Matt, for you, in talking a little bit more about the team, how young it is, you know, not something necessarily new as compared to last season as well, but there are a few rookies on the team this year. What have you liked about some of their progress?
The American League's a hard league to jump into. Mm-hmm. When you jump in from college or major junior, it's a big change. All of a sudden now, instead of playing against people in your age group and peer group, you know, there's somebody on the other team that's 30 years old and's got a wife and kids, and they're at a totally different place in their life. And so that presents its challenges. And also the demand of the league to be great and be playing against, you know, an upper echelon of player every single night. It's, you know, we say this is the second best league in the whole world, and to be take that step out of junior or college, it's certainly a task. But for our kids, there's always an adjustment period, and each guy is sort of on his own journey. What I mean by that is that everybody's got their own things to work on, and maybe some gaps to fill. So at the end of training camp, they get news that they're not Ducks, their goals. And so with that comes a roadmap that we try to lay out for them. So in order to be able to become a Duck one day and be a part of a championship contender, which is what Anaheim's working to build, these are the steps that we need to follow to be able to get the kids there. And so each guy sort of has his own individual development plan, and that allows us to be able to go in and monitor guys who take ownership of their own development and be able to help tweak and adjust and support, but really help the guys to drive it themselves. Because with so many guys, I think there's, I don't know, 16, 17 on any given week that are still dreaming of the NHL, can be a lot for a few coaches to get a handle on. But when guys take ownership, it really accelerates the process.
One of those young guys, Sam Colangelo, is your all-star this year. He was recently just reassigned back to the team. What has it been like watching him grow this year?
A tremendous growth. So Sam came in at the end of last season, and we watched him play a few games here before he got his opportunity in Anaheim. We were pretty confident that we're looking at a guy that's going to be able to score 20 in the American League in his rookie season. And he's on pace for even higher than that. Sam's offensive ability is uncanny. He's got a sneaky shot. He's got great poise, and he has the ability to create something out of nothing. And he's shown that pretty consistently here. He's been very productive on whichever line he's playing with. And that is, you know, a big reason why he's an all-star. I think that when he gets his opportunities to go up with Crow, what we're trying to do is keep those same characteristics of what makes him special and help him to be as reliable and dependable as he can be, so that the team can put him out in any situation and count on him to be able to get it done. And so he's working on cleaning up some things, but my gosh, what a great start.
How cool it is for him to be an all-star in his rookie year with the Gulls. And I mean, he's not the first to do that as well. You look back at some of the other names on that list, it's pretty impressive.
That's right. That's elite company that he's a part of. I think most recently with Olin, who becomes a full-time NHLer the next season. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to be an all-star. It's an honor to be able to represent the Gulls in the all-star game. And we're incredibly proud of Sam to have that opportunity.
When you look ahead to some of the next couple weeks of the season, what are you guys targeting as an area of growth that you're hoping to see from the team?
Consistency. So I think that you can ask any coach that all across hockey, and we're all probably striving for the same thing. But by this point in the season, with the midpoint, for our youngest players, they've seen all the teams now. They know what the league's all about. Everyone has a very clear understanding of system and expectations and our work habits, standards, etc. So what we've seen in our last, I think it's 12 games, I think we've gotten points in 9 out of our last 12. And there were phases of our season where finding points was very difficult. And what we've found is that there's a style of play that we have that's essentially what the Ducks are looking for, very hard to play against. And that style of play helps define victories. And so for us, we've been able to translate it into results. And without being too cliche, when we play the hardest, we have the best chance for results. And so what we need to do is keep striving for consistency with that. It doesn't matter which building, which team, back to back, if we're on a winning streak or a losing streak, wherever we're at, just to be able to keep taking steps in our team game, because we feel like it gives us the best opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Going along with that, I know that one of the struggles in talking with some of the guys that have been called up here had been scoring at points for the season for your group. And I know that was also a struggle up here at some points this season. Who have you kind of looked to through these points to, find some more of that scoring?
Yeah. Scoring was an issue in phases. Mm-hmm. It feels like the guys are getting hot right now. It feels like we've had a lot of growth in our offensive game. We've grown into allowing our identity to drive our offensive play. And what I mean by that is that we're very good at forechecking. We're very good at creating turnovers, getting the puck back. And we're a top five team in creating chances off the cycle now. And so now it's starting to turn into scoring opportunities. And now we're starting to see scoring pick up from places that we hadn't seen it before. And so that's been really fun to see, guys up and down the lineup get rewarded. And I think I'd be remiss not to talk about Sasha right now. So Sasha Pastrov has had the full tour of the development experience this year, where he was a part of, main camp, rookie camp, into the goals camp. And truth be told, there wasn't the right opportunity for him on our team this year. So he got to go explore the East Coast Hockey League and see what he could do in Tulsa. And what he did down there was dominate. He was a dominant player. And eventually our team changed a little bit. Jansen gets called up and stays, and we've had some injuries. And all of a sudden there's a spot open that makes sense for Sasha. And all he's done is take advantage of that. Somebody told me the other day, I think he's in the last month, he's the top scorer in the league. And I think he's gotten points in something like 11 of his last 12 games, and he's had multi-point efforts. But to me, it's a little bit more than the scoring part. Mm-hmm. His game is becoming more and more reliable. That you can just, he'll be able to go get that situation done, and then allow his skill set to drive his play. And we found really good chemistry with him, Jan Misak, and then Sam, or recently Carson Myers, and Sam was called up. That line has been driving a lot of offense for us.
Defensively, what have you liked in the decor, and maybe what they've been able to build in these more recent games?
Our defense corps is exciting. When you talk about prospects for the future. So of course, Drew Hellison was a really exciting prospect that has shown that he's ready for the next step. And so what that does is it sort of slots guys, everybody up a little bit. And around that same time, Tristan Luneau came down and to spend some time with us. And Tristan's really been blossoming in the last weeks. He's been able to be productive as far as like producing points, but I think that's a byproduct of the growth that he's making. Normally when defensemen are getting better at moving pucks and pushing them up, you get rewarded with assists. And if you're getting better at getting things through, you get rewarded with those kind of things. And so he's been able to have a few really good efforts like that. You can see like Noel Warren has learned a lot about our league this year. And what it takes to have urgency every night, because my gosh, is that an exciting prospect. 6'5", he mm-hmm. can skate, he's got skill and poise. Holy smokes, he's got so much to offer. And he's been learning about how to be competitive every game, and he's certainly taking steps. Tyson Hines, a lot of the same. One of his big things this year was cleaning up his puck play, and he's certainly still on that as he's continuing to become harder defensively. But the thing I can say is that our defense prospects, and I'd hate to forget somebody right now, are really exciting for the Ducks.
And then behind them, obviously, the goaltending duo that you guys have, Callie Klang and Oscar Dansk, mostly. And what have you seen out of the two of them that, you've been proud of the way they've been able to build?
Sure. So Callie's been recently out with a groin injury, which has given Oscar an opportunity to jump in and play some games for us. Oscar's had... I think he would tell you a really up and down season. There's been moments of excellence. There's been opportunities for growth. I think what we've seen from Callie is a goalie that does seem to keep taking the next step. Like, it's a big adjustment to go from playing in Sweden to coming over and playing full time in the American League. This, with all of the changes of the league to the skill, to the style of play, et cetera. That was a big adjustment for him last year. And you don't even talk about like the personal stuff. It's like, you just imagine you get done with practice and everyone at home is asleep. You know, you can't even call your family after practice and stuff like that. So I think this year, there was a lot less new for Cali, and that allowed him the opportunity to like take a step. And I think through some early trials, he's found some more stability in his game as of late. And feels like every time he's been in the net recently, he's given us an opportunity to win, which coaching wise, that's what you're looking for. And development wise, that's what's required to make the next step.
Now for you, I mean, in your second season with the Gulls, what have you learned and how are things going on that end, kind of having been more settled this year?
Yeah, I'm a better coach now than I was during our interview last year at this time. a lot of it is same thing. You know, it's adjustment. It's, you know, I spent the last decade of my life overseas and somehow a little bit of a different type of a mentality where it's like win or bust, you know, it's like, that's it. And so teams are built that way as well. More than, hey, we've got these young guys. We want to make sure that they're developing and we're going to win along the way. And so, you know, being able to learn how to get the individual development plans, you know, into a team plan and make sure that everything's running in that regard. I feel a lot more comfortable in that this year. To be honest with you, losing never gets easier. That part's still difficult. But learning how to handle it, learning how to push on and push forward and understand that our job is to build and our job is to grow. And if I'm not doing that myself, I'm off track. And if I get into other modes, I get off track for the guys. And so being able to be that rock and the stability that our team needs, but also to keep pushing, because we can't allow anything less than excellence to be acceptable here. So learning, growing on my end too, certainly owning, you know, mistakes and opportunities for growth along the way, but very grateful for the learning opportunity. And like I said, I'm certain I'm a better coach today than I was a year ago.
And it has to be rewarding seeing some of these guys with their growth, and specifically a guy like Olin Zellweger. You had him all last season. Now to see where he's at this year up with the Ducks here, and the way he's been able to take on his first full NHL season.
It's huge. Yeah. I mean, like that's you want this for like all of the guys. Mm-hmm. We invest into each other. Like we spend so many hours together in practice and video and meetings. And it's like the whole reason for this is, yeah, we're going to win hockey games, but like we're also investing into them so that they can go have their own success and they can get up there and go help the Ducks win some hockey games. And especially the start that Olin had to the season, I thought he was, you know, awesome. And, you know, there was a streak where it felt like he was scoring off the faceoff every game. And, he was really hot for the group, and being able to see him sustain it and have success, you know, that's a great feeling for us. And, you know, the same thing with a guy like Drew Halesson. Like Drew took the long route to the NHL. You know, he, you know, probably a year ago to the day, we're sitting in this office together and we're having this like big heart to heart about how is he going to make it. And Drew did was own it. You know, he just took so much ownership of his development and drove it every day to make this step for him not an accident. This is all intentional. And, you know, to be able to see him having, you know, the success and being a full-time guy now, that's a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're cheering for these guys. You know, we're like I said, we're always Ducks fan, but we cheer harder when we get to see our guys go up and make a contribution that, you know, hopefully helps this team keep driving towards the playoffs.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to have them up here this year. It's been fun to watch their development into the league up here as well, but just from our outside perspective. Matt, I know it's been a bit busy recently. You guys just recently had your Lunar New Year jerseys. Those were beautiful. Bowling night, a lot of things going on, but anything exciting that's ahead for the group?
Yeah, great question. I think the biggest thing, the most exciting part about what's ahead is almost what's behind us. There's been so many lessons and so much learning that we've been, we'll be able to stack here into the back half of the season. And it from a coaching perspective, you can feel momentum and you can see real growth in both individually and as a group. And, you know, not to get too deep into the hockey world, but to me, that's where unfortunately my mind stays. It's like, we're excited for the back half. Mm-hmm. Like we know we're chasing down a gap in a playoff spot, but when we just showed in this game against Calgary, it's like that's the best team in the American Hockey League. And we came from behind three different times in the game, had more than an opportunity to win the game. And what a great reinforcement for growth of our group. And, you know, in the end, we weren't able to get it done. That just shows the stuff that we're still learning. But, you know, we've got hope for the future and excitement for the back half.
Well, Matt, we're excited for you and the team in the second half of the season. Good luck, and we'll be cheering for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time today, and happy to be able to share about the goals.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.